Welcome to the Canelo vs. Kirkland conference call. My name is Christine, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct question-and-answer sessions. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to Cecilia Zuniga. You may begin.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining us for this media conference call for Canelo Alvarez versus James Kirkland. The fight will be held on May 9th at Minute Maid Park in Houston, Texas, and live on HBO World Championship Boxing. Tickets for the event are available via Ticketmaster.com and all Ticketmaster locations. Now to lead the call, I would like to present the president and founder of Golden Boy Promotions, Oscar De La Hoya.
Thank you. Thank you, Cecilia. Thank you very much to all the press. Muchas gracias a toda la prensa que está presente. We are excited to be on this conference call. We are just a little over a couple weeks away. Canelo Kirkland, which will be a 12-round super welterweight showdown. It would be, and it should be, an explosive night, one to remember, live from Minute Maid Park there in Houston. Tickets are going extremely well. Tickets are still available, so I urge you to get your tickets fast, as we expect a sellout crowd. I am extremely proud to be announcing that this event is being promoted by Golden Boy Promotions in association with Canelo Promotions and SMS Promotions and Leija Bata Promotions. I want to thank the sponsors as well, Corona Extra and Mexico, Live It to Believe It, Fred Loya Insurance, and also O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you for all your support. At this moment, I would like to introduce to you the president and our partner at Golden Boy Promotion. He is the president of Leija Bata Promotions. Let me introduce to you Mike Bata. Mike.
Yes, thank you, everybody. I also want to thank the press as well. We're looking forward to a mega fight, a historical event in Houston on May 9th. You can't miss it. I want to thank everybody for the people who purchased tickets, and it's going to be an exciting event. And I'd also like to let the press know that my partner, Jesse James Leija, his son will be doing his pro debut fight on May 9th as well, and it's going to be something to see. So thank you, fans. Thank you, Oscar and Golden Boy, and letting us have an opportunity to partner with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Let me also introduce to you, one fighter that doesn't need no introduction. He is a boxing legend and a founder of Leija Bata Promotion. Let me introduce to you, to say a few words, Jesse James Leija. Jesse.
Thank you, Oscar. And to all the press and to the fans and the people listening, thank you very much for your work. And thank you for your dedication to the sport of boxing, which I believe is one of the best sports in the world. It's a true sport where it's man on man, and you know, you fight with your gloves on, and the best man wins. And I think that the best man's going to win on this night, May 9th, at Minute Maid Park. You have two fighters that can end the fight with one punch. You have one fighter who's super strong, who can knock anybody out at any given moment. In James Kirkland. And then you have a technician in boxing like you do in Saul Canelo. And it's going to be the fight of whose will is going to overcome the other. I'm excited for the fight. I'm excited for the fans. I'm excited for the sport of boxing. And I am excited that my son will be making his pro debut too on the card with Canelo and Alvarez. I'm sorry, with Canelo and Kirkland. And he's doing it under Golden Boy Promotions and Leija Bata Promotions. I'm excited about the whole thing. It's a great night for Texas. It's a great night for boxing.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jesse. So now to introduce to you Team Kirkland, it is my pleasure to be working with such a professional and a man that needs no introduction the world over. He is the chairman and CEO of SMS Promotions. Let me introduce to you Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
I want to start by saying I'm really excited about this actual event, May 9th, you know, getting into the sport of boxing. And initially, my relationship with Floyd Mayweather is what brought me and James Kirkland together. And the excitement connected to this fight will clearly be, I believe, will be the most exciting fight of the year if the makeup of the most exciting. It would hands down been considered the most exciting fight of the year if they hadn't made the Manny Pacquiao-Floyd Mayweather event. And it's just because it's been so long anticipated that they think that this between the two of them, you're going to see what the sport of boxing has to offer right now. So between May 2nd and May 9th, this is it right here. You know, and the excitement of seeing James prepare himself in a faster time period than I've seen him prepare before, it obviously shows how much is on the line for this actual fight. And you're definitely going to see the best version of James Kirkland come May 9th. So I'm excited to introduce you guys to his lead trainer, Rick Morones.
Rick, can you say a few words?
Rick.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think Rick is not on the line. I don't know if anybody has actually contacted him and let him know that the conference call was on. Huh? He must just got disconnected.
Okay.
They can't hear you.
We do have Rick connected. Oh, it looks like he did just drop off. I do apologize.
James, do you have Bebe there?
Yeah, Bebe's right here.
Okay.
So I'd like to introduce Bebe McClinton.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? The time is coming close for May the 9th. I'm not going to stay on long, but just like I told everybody, Houston, we got a big old problem on May the 9th. That's all I got to say. Everybody be excited for this fight.
So now I'd like to introduce everyone to James Kirkwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? The great preparation for this fight. Outstanding work when it comes with sparring. I'm just overwhelmed, and I just want to thank Golden Boy Promotion, SMS. I want to thank all the leaders, Oscar La Hoya, and the people that's actually there for me that have been grinding, the fans, and they're and all the support team that's really been there from day one, pushing and being the motivating people that I need for the fight. But transitioning and working and doing everything that I need to do to take care of business May 9th is what's been taking place now. So I'm just, you know, I'm eager for the opportunity, and I'm more than I'm ready for May 9th to take place, you know. And for, like I say, once again, man, foremost, I want to give thanks to God for this opportunity and the leaders and the boxers and boxing.
All right. Thank you very much, Fifty, and thank you very much, James. I just want to point out to you that we have a long day of fights beginning at 11 a.m. Central Time. The first bout starts at 11 a.m. The HBO World Championship Boxing telecast begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. And tickets are still available. You can get tickets from $10 all the way to $350 for a ringside seat. So now we can open it up for questions for James Kirkland.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your phone now. And our first question is from Dan Raphael of ESPN. Please call.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Hey, James, it's good to talk to you today. My first question for you is, could you explain to us what is the reason why you haven't fought since that big victory you had against Glenn Tapia in 2013? You've been out almost a year and, or more than a year and a half.
Basically, you know, just getting prepared for an opportunity like this. At the same time, I want to learn a lot of stuff with the boxing that I didn't know. It just goes on into a lot of different things, but most definitely I'm prepared, and I'm thankful for this opportunity that's going to take place.
During that period of time where you were not boxing, while you were like you said, learning about the business side, were you disappointed that you did not get a fight in that course of time to follow up on that good victory, make a good payday, get some more exposure, etc.?
Oh, most definitely, but you know, I can't cry. I can't cry over spilled milk. But one thing I can say is that the things that I have learned and the course that's actually take place is actually a positive thing. And never did I actually stop being in the gym and stop working. So I'm always being hands on in the gym and participating in any way.
My other question for you is: there's been a lot of discussion among fans, anyway, that say, boy, why would James Kirkland, after the sorts of success he has had, split again from Ann Wolf, his trainer, who you two have done good things together, because when you were not with her the last time was when you suffered your only defeat. What is the reason why you're not training with Ann for this fight?
One of the reasons is that I just have to put out there is that the techniques and the things that I need to work on in the fight to be able to win the fight is the reason why I have took away from the strategy of being with Ann Wolf. So I know a lot of the fans is like, hey, well, you won, you had so much success with Ann. I'm like, there was a lot more to the table that I need to bring. Heart and determination and will and eager to take advantage of my opponent. You can't take that away from me. Before I met Ann, that's always been me. But when I need more, I thought that I needed more to bring to the table than something that I already have and possess. So that's what made me made my opportunity and made what I thought a smart decision.
Okay, so who will be your head trainer for this fight then, or who is your head trainer in your camp?
Rick Moronis.
Gotcha, okay. All right, James, thank you very much. I wish you good luck on the 9th.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thank you, and once again, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your phone now. Our next question is from Moises Fernandez of Knockout Kings. Please go ahead.
All right, thank you. I got a question for James. Kind of like the last question, you've been out of the ring since 2013, and you have not gone past 10 rounds in your career. Are you prepared to go 12 rounds, or is your plan to try to end it early?
My plan is, if it was scheduled for 20 rounds, I'm going to prepare myself to make sure I can go 30 rounds. So, therefore, if it ends early, it ends early. But most definitely, I plan on it being an action-packed fight, so anything is going to be able to happen in this fight. It can be the first round, the second round, it can even be the 12th round. So, whatever amount of rounds that it takes for this particular fight, I'm willing to go all the way. I was to cut it in half, I'm ready to take it in the first, second round. So it doesn't really matter as long as I put the work in and do what I possess in training.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from John Weisler of San Antonio Express. Please go ahead.
Hi, James. You said the reason you took this fight was to... because you saw something in Canelo's style that you thought you could, made you believe you could beat him. What was that? What did you see in his style that gave you the confidence that you could beat this guy?
Man, that's pretty weird as the hell that you would ask a crazy question like that, man. I don't even know how to even respond to your question. I would love to say something like next, but... I'm like, how can I respond to that? I'm a fighter, so if I see something in something that may be a plus for me, you know, is what I see. And so therefore, you know, I'm going to take that information that I feel that is a plus and use it when it comes May 9th.
Well, I know you feel like you can knock him out. What do you think you have the power necessary to knock Canelo out?
I definitely feel that I have the power, the will, the confidence, the speed, and the heart and the determination. I have the whole package. You know, people wants to say that, oh, Kirkland got a chin, say his chin suspect. All the fights that I have, I took one loss, which I really didn't take training camp serious. I didn't look at it as being 100% focused. I was in Vegas and I was having a good time. And like I could say, I really didn't take it 100%. And now since I actually took that, you know, that defeat, I've been preparing myself and putting myself in a position so now that when it comes May 9th, I can let it all be shown.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Cedric Golden of Austin American Statesman. Please go ahead.
Hey, James. How you doing, bro?
All right. Can't complain.
Hey, we ran into you in Vegas a few years ago, and you saw Canelo, and you told me, I want that guy. Now that it's here, how exciting is this for you, and how big an opportunity is this to get to that world championship you've been chasing for years?
Man, it's just, this is one of the opportunities, like I say, I've been wanting. So since the layoff and they end up came knocking at the door and I answered and I went straight to it and said, hey, this is a must do. This is the fight that I know the fans wants to see. I know this is a fight that I'm truly prepared for. And at the same time, man, like you said, I definitely been prepared to make big things happen. And I believe this is my opportunity.
As for the city of Austin, not huge known for boxing, but people like Jesus Chavez and Ann Wolf and yourself to put it on the map, how big would it be for you to become the third world champion to hail from this city?
Oh, man, it's definitely something that has been something part of a dream, like, I've been wanting an opportunity. It felt like it's been slipping from my hand for so long, and it continued to slip and continued to slip. But I felt like at this opportunity is going to bring it to the point that that's going to be the next thing popping, or it's going to be knocking the door after this particular fight.
And one more question, James. I know it hasn't been an easy road for you, layoffs, going to jail and getting out and starting back over. Do you look at this as your last big chance to climb that mountain and win a championship?
I definitely feel like I got a lot to lose on the table. I feel like there's a lot that is been put involved in this. I can elaborate and keep going on and on about the situation, how much it means to me, but this is something that has been destined for me to take care of business when it comes May 9th. And I feel like I got the right team with me, backing me and supporting me, and working on things that I need to do to take care of things May 9th.
Appreciate it, James. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. And once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from Steve Lopez of Eastside Boxing. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, champ. This is Steve from Houston, Texas. Thanks for your time today. Over the past 5 to 6 years, you've had some great matchups with Joel Julio, Alfredo Angulo. So far, what has been your biggest victory, and how will your victory over Canelo Alvarez overcome that victory that you've had in the past?
Oh, man, I can't even say what fight was one of my biggest victories. I can say Alfredo Angulo. I can say Joel Julio. I can name a few of them, but overall, just me being able to go through these training camps and in preparation for is one of the major victories, and actually being able to devour my opponent and get the W is something that I feel that that is the victory. But at the end of the day, man, I'm really focused and been training and taking care of the things that I need to take care of. So when fight night take place, that it's going to be sensational.
That's great. And one of the things that really makes this matchup so interesting is the fact that you both guys have a common opponent, which is Alfredo Angulo. You faced Angulo arguably when he was at a much better state than when Canelo did. It took you only 6 rounds to defeat Angulo, whereas it took Canelo over 10 rounds. Is that any indication of really the type of mental fortitude and force that you can bring to this fight? And is that something that Canelo Alvarez will be able to handle?
One thing I can say is that the preparation for that fight was great, and we worked really hard as far as in training camp. But I can say this training camp that I actually had here that I've been in and involved in has been harder than that particular training camp. So when it actually say, questionably, like, is Fred Angulo, was he on top of the time that I fought him, and was he a lot better of a fighter? I can still say that he's an awesome fighter, and you know, a lot of great things can happen with him if someone was to do right by him. But overall, I feel that when it comes fight night, I will be a lot sharper, a lot more of that particular opponent that night, but a lot more of everything involved. So it's going to definitely be, like what people say, a must-watch, a fight fan wanting to see type of fight.
Right. And one last question, James. You're a Texas native, and for some reason, Canelo Alvarez is the favorite. You're sort of being perceived as the underdog here, arguably, you know, in your backyard. To the fans that don't know who James Kirkland is, what can you tell them that will be the biggest threat to Canelo Alvarez and that will get you the victory?
I can just tell people this when they ask about boxing and what can I bring to the sport, or how do I picture myself. And I am what a force of nature that overrides a lot of the people that I fight. You know, when it comes with heart, I believe my heart is bigger than the next. When it comes with determination, I don't feel no one has the willpower and the drive that I possess. When it comes to speed, I don't feel that the opponent is going to be able to adapt. And if they do, there is something else I bring out the hat, and something else that they can do something. And I've always got a step on top of a step above my opponent, as how I actually feel. So I feel when they ask about it, it's going to be a fight that you don't have to worry about if they're going to run. Is this person going to be dodging and ducking and looking for somewhere to run and hide and tuck tail? Me and Canelo will meet in the middle of the ring, and that's where the fight will take place at. And we may stay there the whole entire fight. If he's going to come to fight like I'm coming to fight, it will definitely be that particular fight the fans want to see.
Well said, James. I appreciate your time. I love the motivation, and best of luck come May 9th.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Diego Morella of RingTV.com. Please go ahead.
Hello, James. How are you? I wanted to ask you a question about your next fight. Canelo has already agreed to fight Leo Cotto for the middleweight championship if he wins. Would you like to inherit that place if you win? Would you like to fight Miguel Cotto next, or what are your plans for after this fight?
I definitely would like to fight Miguel Cotto, because I know that just as well as everybody is participating on this fight and wanting to see this happen,
at the same time, a lot of fight fans and a lot of people have been also speaking about, hey, what was the likings of Kirkland and Miguel Cotto fighting? And that is something that I had on my radar just as much as Alvarez has too, because I know this, he's a fighter. He wants to, he brings the fight and he wants to come just as well as Canelo Alvarez does. So we're all three the same type of fighters, and we all definitely want the same thing, the victory and the win, and we all got heart. So do I want to fight somebody just like me and who got the same type of drive as me? I would love that opportunity, and I don't know why everybody is speaking about a fight before a fight, because, like they say, anything can happen in the fight, and my preparation for this fight is definitely is taking the right course and preparation for the fight, I mean, for the victory.
Does it bother you that Canelo has already agreed to that fight, even though he has a fight with you, a very difficult fight with you ahead of him? Does it make a difference in your mindset?
No, I just feel that maybe they're looking at this fight and they're overlooking at it like, okay, this is going to be a walkthrough or one of those type of fight for a second round type ordeal that they can make happen. And, you know, I love the motivation. I love the heart and courage to actually can say it's gonna be one of those type of nights. But I definitely feel it's gonna be on the other side of the table, the shoes on the other foot. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, man, like you just say, man, I don't like talk boxing. I just do it. You know, so. Overall, I'll just prepare for May 9th to take place.
All right. Thank you, James.
Thank you. Our next question is from Ignacio Zuniga of True Boxing Heads. Please go ahead.
Hey, James. You said a few weeks ago that you were already on weight and that you were working on strategy. You know, it's been a great camp. What would it mean to you to get the victory over Canelo in your home state of Texas?
Oh man, it's definitely something that I've been preparing for since the beginning of camp, man. I'm definitely already, like you say, on weight and taking care of business when it comes to the training part. But overall, man, I'll be overwhelmed to take care of business like I am going to be May 9th, you know. So definitely I'm encouraged and I'm anxious, and this is something that is going to be something that I'm proving not just to myself and to the city, but just to my fight fans that, hey, Kirkland truly is a warrior and he deserves a world title shot.
Good luck to you. We'll see you fight week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question is from Kylie Krabby of All Hip Hop. Please go ahead.
Hello. When you spoke with Dan Raphael and he asked you about your split from Ann Wolf, you said that you thought that basically the things that she could work with you on, you already had, and was something that couldn't be taken away from you. That being the case, would you say with your new trainers, are you working in a way that she couldn't in sharpening your tools that you already have, which are considerable? Are there new tools that you're
going to
be bringing to this battle?
First, I want to kind of clear it up. I take nothing away from Ann Wolf. You know, she was an awesome strength and conditioning coach, and she knows the things that she knows to take it to the next level. Certain things that I wanted to add to this particular training camp is the things that I added to this, you know. There are things that I needed to improve and things that I want to work on that I felt that I wasn't going to be able to get that, you know, dealing with Ann Wolf. So those are the things that I worked. Those are the things that I prepared myself for. These are the things I took care of. So at the end of the day, I believe that the tools and the things that I've been working on are going to take me to the finish line and give me the victory at the end of the day.
Got it. So would you say that those tools, would you say that they're new? Are we going to see something different, or are we just going to see like a more upgraded upgraded view of you on the 9th?
Just a more person with a lot more of strategized defense, exposure, at the same time being able to move and adjust to certain things that you haven't seen, Kirkland. The things that you see me lacking from hands up, from anything that it may be when you see Kirkland lack on, these are things you're going to be able to see Kirkland advance and enhance his ability.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and good luck on the 9th.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll now turn it back over to James Kirkland.
Hey, how you doing? Now, this, you just say you go turn it back over to me.
James, can you give your final comments?
Okay, well, final comments, I just want to say that overall I appreciate Golden Boy HBO Boxing, SMS Promotions. I definitely want to just thank everybody for the opportunity and the people that are sponsoring the fight, from Leha to all the people that are actually in the sport that's actually backing this fight up, man, and just having the drive for the sport, man. I appreciate it. Thank the fans. And in the utmost, I want to give thanks to God for the opportunity. Thank you, and I appreciate everybody.
Thank you. And Curtis Jackson, may we have your final comments?
Again, this, you know, you got a chance to hear James. We didn't hear much from Canelo. We're going to get him on in a little bit, but this is excitement, you know what I'm saying? And neither one of them wants to be as disrespectful as they are in the training camp itself. The intensity is a lot higher in the statements and the things that are said while they're disciplining themselves, but they're going to get a chance to see it the night of May 9th. It's going to be excitement, so everyone, you know, tune in if you can't get to it, but, you know, come down to the stadium. Again, there's tickets still available, so you should rush down now and get them before it's sold out.
Thank you. And now we'll turn the call back over to Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Yes, thank
hi,
you.
Hi, Oscar. We're ready to introduce Canelo and team.
Thank you very much. We are now ready to introduce team Canelo, his trainer, manager is on the call with us. So to say a few words, let me introduce to you Chepo Reynoso. Chepo. Unas palabras,
muchas gracias. Listo, porque sobre esto. No se escuchó, don Chepo. Por favor, unas palabritas ahí para abrir la llamada.
¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo están ustedes? Muy buenas tardes. Contento de estar aquí atendiéndolos.
Good afternoon, everybody. I hope everybody's well, and I'm just happy to be here taking care of any questions you may have.
Also, I would like to introduce to you the trainer, the man who gets them ready. He is the head trainer, Eddie Reynoso. Eddie,
no está ahorita. Ahorita,
está por llegar.
Okay. Eddie's not, okay.
Yeah, but Chepo is ready and Canelo is ready, so.
Okay, let's move on to Canelo. Really, a man who needs no introduction. His record speaks for itself. He has a record of 44-1 with 31 KOs, hailing out of Guadalajara, from Mexico. At the tender young age of 24 years old, he's already faced some of the most avoided fighters on the planet today. Let me introduce to you Saúl Canelo Álvarez. Saúl.
¿Qué tal a todos? Un gusto estar con ustedes.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Great. So now we can open it up for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your phone now. And our first question is from Dan Raphael of ESPN. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello, Canelo. Robert, you're doing the translating, I take it?
Yes, Dan.
Okay, great. First of all, I'd like you to ask Canelo. He's coming back to another city in Texas, in Houston. When he was in San Antonio a couple years ago, when he had that huge crowd for the Austin Trout fight, I want to know how pumped up is he? Because by all that, by accounts, you're going to have another crowd similar in size in a different city in Houston for this fight. How much does he feel that love, from his fans, particularly the Mexicans and the Mexican Americans, and get him motivated, let's say, for this kind of fight?
Canelo, ¿qué tanto te motiva? Regresas a Texas, a otra ciudad en Texas, donde cuando peleaste se llenó una arena increíblemente y ahora se espera mucha gente otra vez en tu próxima pelea. ¿Qué tanto te alegra y te motiva saber que tienes tanto amor y cariño del público mexicano y mexicoamericano?
No, la verdad que me motiva muchísimo. Es una gran motivación para mí. Estoy muy agradecido con toda la gente, el apoyo que me brindan. Eso me motiva a entrenar más fuerte porque es una gran responsabilidad al mismo tiempo. Es una gran responsabilidad, pero yo creo que con la disciplina, el entrenamiento y obviamente ganando las peleas, pues asume esa responsabilidad y pues estoy muy contento y agradecido con Dios y con todos ellos.
No, it motivates me tremendously. I mean, that's what gives me that extra push to train harder, to have the support from the fans, all the love, is what gives me that extra drive to train harder, because it's also a big responsibility, and that's where the discipline and the dedication takes in to work hard.
Another question I had for him, Robert, is, he's been off for a bit because of the injury to the foot, so he did not fight in the fall after, having a couple of fights in the earlier part of last year. I wanted to know, how is his foot, and does he feel that there's any issue because he's been off for quite a while at this point?
La otra pregunta es, ¿estuviste un tiempo fuera por la lesión en el pie? ¿Cómo te sientes ahora recuperado del pie? ¿Y si te va a afectar un poco estar tanto tiempo fuera?
No, me siento muy bien, la verdad. Me vine con mucho tiempo de anticipación a entrenar. Yo tengo 3 meses y medio entrenando. La verdad que no siento que me haya afectado en absoluto. Hay que cerrar la pelea, pero yo me siento muy bien. Mi cuerpo es muy noble y agarra muy muy rápido condición y se adapta muy rápido. Así que me siento bien y no creo que afecte en la pelea.
No, I feel real good. I'm healed up. I've been training for a while now. I've been here 3.5 months working and training, preparing my body, preparing myself for this fight. Looking forward to the fight. My body is clean and noble, and you know what? It gets in condition pretty quick, so I'm ready. I feel very well.
Terrific. Another question for him also, and this is regarding the fact that there's already a deal in place that should he win the fight May 9th, and that should Miguel Cotto win his middleweight championship fight in June, that they would meet each other, in what would be a very big pay-per-view in the fall. And I'd like to know from Canelo, does he view that in any way? Some would say maybe by having that huge fight in front of him, it might be a distraction to what's going to happen on May 9th. Others would perhaps say it's the motivation because they know they got to win to get to that huge fight. What are his thoughts about having this fight with Kirkland, but knowing that he has the impending fight with Cotto down the road?
Hay pláticas de que si sales ganador y si Miguel sale ganador, que pelearían a fin de año en un gran pago por evento. ¿Qué piensas tú? ¿Te distrae sabiendo que hay esa pelea, pero tienes en puerta la de Kirkland, o te motiva sabiendo que tienes que ganar esta para llegar a la de Miguel?
This is Oscar. There is no deal done whatsoever.
Oscar, that's not true, my friend. Maybe you didn't sign the paper, but we know that the deal is agreed to. Come on. It's a reasonable question. Is Canelo going to answer that?
Pues no me dejan hablar. ¿Cómo voy a contestar?
Saúl.
Para mí no hay nada en este momento más que James Kirkland. Esa es mi única pelea que tengo frente.
Perfecto.
Yo creo que lo demás sale sobrando, solo son rumores y cosas que se dicen, quizás es una pelea que se puede dar, ¿no? Que se ha hablado durante mucho tiempo, pero ahorita en este momento nada más estoy enfocado en mi rival, que es Kirkland, 100%, y no hay nada más que eso.
At this particular time, my only opponent, my only focus, my only goal right now is James Kirkland. That's who I'm focusing on. There's been talks of that fight. There's been talks of that fight with Cotto for a long time. Yes, you know, but right now my focus is on James Kirkland. There's nothing else.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from Moises Fernandez of Knockout Kings. Please go ahead.
Hi, Canelo. How are you doing today? I had a quick question. I feel in the last few fights that you've had the same style. You've approached them all the same way. Can we expect to see anything different coming into this Kirkland fight, or is there anything that you've changed in this training camp that will showcase any of your other boxing skills?
Que en las últimas par de peleas ha visto pues prácticamente lo mismo de Canelo Álvarez, que si en esta pelea con Kirkland podemos esperar algo diferente, algo que te has preparado diferente en el entrenamiento.
No, siempre trato de hacer cosas diferentes, ¿no? De perfeccionar errores que se cometen en otras peleas, de ir mejorando, obviamente. A veces los rivales no te dejan hacer muchas cosas, ¿no? Pero siempre trato de hacer cosas diferentes, de aprender, y daré todo de mí, arriba del cuadrilátero con Jessica, y obviamente la gente va a disfrutar de esta pelea.
No, you're always learning in this game. You're always going back to the gym and correcting some mistakes and learn from that and try new things. Sometimes the opponents aren't, you know, willing to engage and participate, but it's always a part of the game to learn, and we're hoping, you know, we're going to do our part and hope that the fans will be very happy.
Okay, great. And another question, when can we expect to see Canelo back in San Antonio? When can we expect to see Canelo back in San Antonio?
¿Que cuándo te podemos esperar otra vez en San Antonio?
Bueno, no lo sé. Ojalá pronto. También es el lugar donde me he preparado muy bien. Ojalá pronto estemos por ahí, pero en este momento pues todavía no lo sé.
At this time, I can't answer that. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely something I'd like to go back, but the people have always treated me well and loved me there. So, you know, definitely we'd like to go back, but right now I can't tell you that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Jesicio Valderas of 12asaltos.com. Please go ahead.
¿Qué tal, Saúl? ¿Cómo estás? Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes a todos. Mi pregunta es básicamente esa pelea parecía que se iba a efectuar en el 2011 después de que Kirkland le ganó a Angulo en Cancún. Hubo algunas pláticas después cuando ibas a pelear con Josecito López. Uno de los primeros rivales que escogiste fue Kirkland. ¿Por qué darle la oportunidad ahora a Kirkland en el 2015 de pelear con él después de que tiene una inactividad y tú tienes una inactividad pues un poquito larga? ¿Por qué darle la oportunidad a él de pelear y por qué pelear con un pegador tan duro como Kirkland?
Déjalo, traduzco primero. The question is, you had an opportunity to fight Kirkland back in 2011. Then the fight didn't happen. It's been now a few years. Why even take the risk in giving Kirkland this opportunity after his inactivity, your inactivity, and knowing that he's such a big puncher?
No, bueno, yo creo que la pelea se dio en este momento, es por eso que es la pelea, ¿no? Desde hace tiempo se ha estado dando, tuvo una lesión en el hombro ya hace años, por eso es que no se dio en aquella ocasión, pero la pelea ya de tiempo atrás se ha estado dando y pues él es un peleador de los más peligrosos en la división y por eso es que está la pelea, ¿no? Y que está hecha, es un gran rival y nosotros estamos preparándonos bien para eso, ¿no? Porque sabemos lo peligroso que es la pelea.
No, there was, you know, yes, it's a fight that's been talked about many years because it's a very good fight. He's one of the most dangerous fighters in the division. And, you know, there was an injury back there that didn't let the fight happen. But now this is the fight that we're at, and that's why we're preparing ourselves with knowing what we have in front of us and training really hard, and we're ready for the fight.
Una pregunta más. Saúl, se te da crédito por siempre querer pelear con los mejores, ¿no? Pelearse con Mayweather, un estilo que a lo mejor no te favoreció. Un peleador como Perro Angulo, que se quedaba enfrente de ti. Un correlón como Lara. Ahora te vas a enfrentar a un hombre bien poderoso, ¿no? Con manos fuertes. ¿Qué es lo que le quieres brindar a la gente? ¿Diferentes estilos o simplemente las ganas de pelear con los mejores clasificados? ¿O tal vez sea algo que te beneficie el estilo de Kirkland para, pues, posiblemente una pelea en el futuro cercano con Miguel Cotto?
The question is, you fought different styles, a difficult style in Mayweather, a stand-up aggressive style in Angulo, a runner like Lara, and now you're facing one of the biggest punchers. What is the goal? I mean, you're fighting all the different styles. You just want to fight them because you're fighting the best, or you're fighting also to prepare for bigger fights down the road?
No, obviamente, pelear con los mejores de cualquier estilo que sea, no importa, simplemente que sean los mejores y que la gente esté interesada en ver la pelea, eso es lo único que quiero.
No, my goal is always to fight the best in the world, that the fans get what they want, to see the best fights possible, and independent of their styles, it doesn't matter. As long as they're at the top, I want to fight the best.
Muchas gracias. Última pregunta. Ahora se va a dar la pelea finalmente de Mayweather-Pacquiao. Al final de sus carreras prácticamente ya van de salida. Tienen todavía buen nivel, pero ¿estás listo tú para tomar la antorcha, la siguiente estrella del pago por evento, tanto en Estados Unidos como en todo el mundo? ¿Estás listo para cargar esa antorcha?
It's finally done, the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, even if it's a little old. We're towards the end of their careers, but it's finally happened. Two of the bigger names in boxing, once they've retired, are you ready to take on that role of the pay-per-view king, the pay-per-view star? And how do you feel about that?
Bueno, yo estoy aquí para cualquier cosa, ¿no? En el boxeo estoy aquí para ser uno de los mejores y si eso me toca, pues estaré listo, ¿no? Pero yo entreno, me preparo y es lo único que me gusta este deporte, así que estoy listo para cualquier cosa que venga en mi carrera.
I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever comes to my career. I work hard, I train hard, I fight the best, and if that's the role that I have to take once they're gone, then yes, I'm ready for it.
Muchísimas gracias. Mucho éxito, Saúl.
Gracias.
Thank you. Our next question is from Diego Martinez of Reforma. Please go ahead.
Hola, Saúl. Buenas tardes. Saludos a todos el equipo por allá. Saúl, como comentabas, ya estás recuperado de la lesión que tenías, te has sentido bien en estos meses que habías estado afuera. Saúl, ¿qué estrategia traen, como comentaba ahorita Sikio? Vas a enfrentar un peleador que te va a ir enfrente. ¿Qué estrategia traen para enfrentar a Kirkland, Saúl?
You recuperated from the injury. You mentioned it earlier. What kind of strategy do you have now that you're facing such a strong, aggressive fighter that comes forward and is a big puncher?
Así es, ya estamos recuperados, gracias a Dios. Obviamente sabemos lo peligroso que es Kirkland, ¿no? Un peleador muy fuerte, de mucho peligro. Pero para eso estamos entrenando, ¿no? También soy un peleador fuerte. Estoy entrenando con los sparring adecuados, con el estilo de Kirkland. Así que la experiencia, creo que sea más inteligente que él arriba del cuadrilátero, es lo que me va a llevar a la victoria. Entonces vamos a poner todo de nosotros arriba del ring.
Yes, I'm fully recovered from the injury. That's in the past. That's behind me. Right now we're just working really hard. We know of the what James brings to the, you know, to the table. He's a very dangerous, very strong and come forward fighter. And that's what we're working for. That's what we have the correct sparring partners, working hard every day, working on strategy. We just have to be more intelligent and prepared and ready for the come fight night.
Oye, Saúl, muchos peleadores actualmente de primer nivel a veces están más preocupados por pelear en un casino o buscar la fecha en un casino. Y tú has demostrado salir de ese esquema metiendo 40,000 personas en el Alamo Dome. Ahorita vas a meter seguramente la misma cantidad. ¿Te gustaría seguir peleando en estadios, no sé, a lo mejor meter en alguna vez en el estadio de estadios 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 personas?
The question is, you know, so many fighters are so concerned of only fighting in casinos. You seem to be getting out of that and fighting in filling arenas, you know, what you did in San Antonio and now probably what you're doing here in Houston, filling that up as well. Do you want to continue that and maybe growing on to even bigger stadiums and why not 50, 60, 70,000 people down the road?
No, I mean, in cualquier lugar que pelee. En cualquier lugar que pelee yo puedo adaptarme. Lo importante aquí es que la gente vaya y disfrute de la pelea, que pueda disfrutar la pelea. Eso es lo que más me interesa. Y en cualquier lugar puedo pelear.
No, you know, I mean, I'll fight anywhere. I'll fight as long as the fans go and enjoy the fights and walk out happy. I can fight anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Sobre una última pregunta. Obviamente tienes en la mente a Kirkland. Es un rival complicado. Pasando a Kirkland, se habla mucho de Cotto, se hablan de muchos rivales. Tú en lo personal, hablando de la pelea que es una semana antes tuya, que es la de Mayweather con Pacquiao, ¿te gustaría volver a enfrentar ya más maduro, ya con más experiencia, una revancha quizá con Mayweather si llegara a ganar? ¿O lo ves complicado?
You know, there's talks about a Miguel Cotto fight, there's talks about other fights. Obviously, there's the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. If everything comes out well against Kirkland in the future, you're more mature, you've more experience. Would you like a rematch with Mayweather if he is to beat Pacquiao?
Bueno, claro que me gustaría, ¿no? Sería listo, sería diferente muchas cosas, pero sinceramente pues ahorita mi pelea es la más importante y es lo que más me interesa, pero claro que sí, ¿por qué no?
Yes, of course. I would love it. I mean, it would interest me. You know, I've learned more things. There's more experience. But right now, my fight is what's more important to me, and that's James Kirkland on the 9th.
Gracias, Saul.
Gracias, sí.
Thank you. Our next question is from John Weisler of San Antonio Express. Please go ahead.
Hi, Canelo.
Hey,
you said that James Kirkland is a dangerous fighter. I wonder if you could describe James Kirkland as a fighter. What kind of style does he bring to the table?
Dices que James Kirkland es un peleador peligroso. ¿Nos podrías más o menos explicar, o sea, qué es lo que James Kirkland trae a la mesa?
No, él es un peleador zurdo que siempre viene hacia el frente con una pegada respetable, sin cualquiera se puede destrabar a su rival con un solo golpe. Es un rival zurdo que te tira golpes de cualquier ángulo y eso hace al rival más feliz, más difícil todavía, ¿no? Porque no sabes de dónde va a sacar el golpe. Es un rival peligroso, ¿no? Por ese sentido. Yo creo que eso es lo que lo hace peligroso, pero más su pegada, más que nada su pegada.
Yeah, he's a very dangerous fighter because his punch, his power is extreme. I mean, he can finish the fight with one punch. And then he also throws out of different angles. Punches are coming, you know, from all angles, so it makes it even more complicated, more difficult. But more than anything, it's that power, that he can finish a fight with one punch.
Have you fought anybody with comparable power to Kirkland? Have you fought anybody with that much power before?
¿Has peleado en el pasado con alguien con tanta potencia como Kirkland?
Bueno, hasta ahorita se ve que no, ya estando en la pelea sentiré sus golpes y después de la pelea creo que sería mejor contestar esa pregunta.
At this particular moment I could say no, but ask me the same question after the fight and then I can tell you once I feel his punches.
Yeah. Well, you fought a lot of different styles. Do you prefer to fight a guy like Kirkland who you know where he's going to be rather than Lara, Mayweather, guys like that?
Y sobre el estilo que él tiene, ¿te prefieres pelear con un estilo así como el de Kirkland, que sabes dónde va a estar, a, en vez de un estilo como Lara o como Mayweather?
Bueno, yo peleo con cualquier estilo. No importa cuál estilo, yo peleo con cualquier estilo. Y me gusta pelear con cualquier estilo que sea, no importa. Pero creo que a la gente le gusta más este estilo, ¿no? A la gente le gusta más este tipo de estilo porque es donde hay más acción, más actividad en la pelea. Y a la gente le gusta ver eso, ¿no? Pelea, porque la verdad es que a eso van, ¿no? A disfrutar una gran pelea.
Yes, I'll fight any style. I'll be clear. I'll fight any style. You know, I'm ready and willing to fight anybody. But the fans like this style because that's the fans, what they go to see. They want to go see action. And these are the kind of fights that the people will leave happy.
Do you think this is going to, you predict it's going to end early before, you think it'll go the distance?
¿Un pronóstico, crees que se va a la distancia o que se acaba temprano?
Pues mira, es el mayor porcentaje, dice la gente, que es por knockout. Obviamente es mucho porcentaje, pero bueno, yo me estoy preparando para los dos asaltos, como siempre. No me gusta hablar del knockout, ni mucho menos. Me estoy preparando para los dos asaltos, pero si se da knockout, pues lo aprovecharé 100%.
You know, people are talking, and then the percentages are that it's going to be a knockout, that it won't make the distance. But I'm preparing myself for 12 rounds. I don't like to predict or talk about a knockout. If it comes, great. If not, I'm trained and ready to go 12 hard rounds.
All right. Thank you, Canelo.
No, thank you.
Thank you. And our last question is from Steve Lopez of Eastside Boxing. Please go ahead.
Muy buenas tardes, Saúl. La mayoría de las preguntas ya fueron preguntadas, así de que nada más te voy a hacer dos. La primera es, esencialmente en los últimos años hemos visto a peleadores mexicanos como Morales, Barrera y también Márquez saliéndose del deporte. Y uno puede decir de que el puesto de la próxima estrella mexicana no, ya todavía lo estamos buscando. ¿Piensas de que ya llenaste ese puesto? Y si no, necesitas otra victoria para poder llenar ese puesto. And I'll go ahead and do it in English as well.
Okay.
Over the past few years, we've had boxing greats like Morales, Barrera, Marquez exit the sport. And the boxing world is looking for the next big Mexican superstar. Do you feel you've done enough to fill that void or that role? Or do you need another victory to make that happen for you?
Bueno, yo estoy preparándome, haciendo mis peleas, haciendo mi carrera. Creo que eso será solo, eso la gente lo me pone solo en el lugar que debo estar. Obviamente para mí sería un gran honor, para eso estoy aquí en el boxeo, no para ser un gran peleador, uno de los grandes de México. Pero creo que eso es con el tiempo, ¿no? El tiempo lo dirá, el tiempo irá, quien debe estar ahí. Yo estoy haciendo mi carrera, peleando y peleando con lo mejor, y que Dios diga dónde tengo que estar.
Look, I'm working hard, I'm training hard, I'm taking the tough fights, the biggest challenges. That only time will tell, and the people will tell. They'll put me where I belong. Of course, that's what I'm here in the sport, to be one of the biggest names and to be one of the greats, but that only time will tell, and you know, I just keep doing my job.
Muy bien, y la última pregunta, Saúl. El sábado miramos a Chávez Jr. en una pelea en la división de 175, y claramente no le fue muy bien en la pelea. ¿Ese ejemplo te quita las ganas de subir en peso en el futuro, o lo vas a tomar año por año?
Yo no tomo de esos ejemplos. Yo no tomo ese ejemplo, yo hago mi carrera, me preparo, mientras que yo me sienta bien en el peso que esté, estaré siempre al 100% en ese peso, dedicado a mi carrera, siempre con disciplina, eso es lo que me caracteriza. La disciplina es la base del boxeo y por eso es que estoy aquí. Y creo que yo no tomaría de ese tipo de ejemplos. Yo siempre hago mi carrera aparte. Hago mis cosas aparte, siempre las he hecho muy bien y eso es lo que me ha llevado hasta donde estoy.
The question was, this last Saturday, Chavez Jr. lost in a big fight, and does that give you an example or give you ideas about in the future moving up in weight? And the answer was no. I don't use that as an example. I keep doing my job, my work, dedicated with a lot of discipline, and I've never used anybody else's examples. It's just what I do, my work, and my dedication.
Gracias, Saúl. Gracias por tu tiempo.
No, gracias.
Thank you. I'll now turn it over to Team Canelo for your closing remarks.
Saúl, unas últimas palabras al del equipo y tuyas para allá, para el público, para cerrar.
No, nada más agradecido con todo, con toda la prensa, con todo el apoyo que me brindan, el apoyo que le brindan a la cartelera, a mi pelea. Saludo a toda la gente, a toda la afición que está escuchando todo esto y gracias por el apoyo y estamos listos ya prácticamente para la pelea. Espero verlos ahí el próximo 9 de mayo.
No, I just want to thank all the press for all the support and all the media attention they're giving it, giving my fight, giving our fight. I want to thank the fans for all the love and to see that I'm ready, and I can't wait to see them all on May 9th.
Thank you. And now I'll turn the call back over to Oscar De La Hoya for his closing remarks.
Thank you very much. Gracias a toda la prensa. Thank you to all the press, to both teams. And we will see you May 9th in Houston. Gracias.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.